The cow's deep death roar, as always, inspiring in me an electric shock of exhilaration and regret. The trackers had cut up the animal and hoisted her into a tree at a height that would allow a lion stretching on its back legs to feed but not to take the bait whole. It wasn't long before the blowflies appeared like shiny round ball bearings to a strong magnet and hastened the putrefaction. The smell of death contains its own unique primordial fear, and as we waited for the cats to come alive to the prey, the sun slipped slowly in the sky and lent the bush an apricot glow, allowing the colours to become saturated, heavy with their own beauty. The dusk encouraged the birds to emerge, fighting for their territory and staking their claim with raucous abandon, the parrots swooping like fragments of rainbow. There was a pair of sunbirds, anxious and flighty in their rich sheen plumage, siphoning nectar from yellow flowers. Suddenly, there was tension. An animal padded into the hunting area beneath the buffalo carcass. I lifted my gun, gently easing off the safety while I strained to see what was about.